Well, let's see now. Nicole Silver and her questionnaires. I forgive in advance. I'm still living in the land of the creaky chair, so if you hear it in the background, just ignore it. So the script one, let's have a look. Who do you bat for? Well, to tell you the truth, all three options could apply. I would generally say I'm all about the script. I don't improv. Actually, I'm thinking of the wrong situation. I'm thinking of improvising as just me, just waxing lyrically. I guess I do improv. I always find that even though there's elements of a script that I choose to do, there's always something in there. There's a hook that gets me interested, but I always find that I stray. Sometimes quite significantly. And if I do, when I have in the past, I generally ask permission by saying, love the script, did it, but found myself wondering, would it be okay? Would you be happy for me to post? And every single time, it's loved it. Yes, post it, post it, post it. What attracts me to a script? Well, I think I do what everyone else does. I have a look at the tags. I generally feel it's the writer for me. If I come across someone who has a style that I like and a subject that I like, I do find myself scanning through their history to see what else they've got on offer. I would guess I have a handful of favourites. And then it becomes, if I see that they've posted something, of course, I'll go, ooh, let's go and have a look. I also have a cold, so if you hear me sniffing, forgive me again. Searching for the right script. Again, I have found in the past, I have done the scroll down the feed when I'm eager and hungry to have something to play with. But I will generally go to a writer subreddit and have a look what they've done in the past, especially if something recent has piqued my interest. I will stalk their history and see what else they've done. I haven't really gotten to grips with the script database yet, and I suspect I probably won't, because what I do seems to suffice. And I haven't written a PM request. I find that intriguing, even though I have in the past, in the long and distant past. I very, very occasionally got a PM saying, oh, I love this, but have you thought about doing that? And this is back in the days when I started, I suppose a bit of context. I started off in Reddit land writing, mainly for Dirty Pen Pals. It was a way of expressing filthy thoughts, imagining scenarios and situations where I could say, what would I do? Or just expressing my filthy imagination. And then I started to find occasionally people would come back and say, yes, that was very good, but have you thought about this? And I would think, huh, no, I hadn't, but let's give it a shot. And then that kind of developed into sexy stories and erotic literature. And then someone suggested, yeah, I love your stories. I love reading them. But I think I let slip that I'm British. And they kind of said, oh my God, if you had read that particular story with your accent, I would have melted. So then I started recording, going back through everything that I'd written, and started recording everything. And as time went on, I found myself getting lazy, so I wasn't writing as much because I found I'd pretty much gone through the canon of what I was thinking. Because most of what I do is revolving around public sex, strangers crossing paths, and redheads, apparently. So then I started recording script offers and filling scripts, and then drifting into not so much stories, but poems and prose and short little things. But yes, I think I've answered that one. Oh, if I see a great script and it's filled right away, I do not shy away from the thought that it's been claimed. I don't care. I'll do it myself and make it my own. I do, in that kind of situation, try and avoid listening if someone has filled a script. Because I would prefer to do it myself and take my own, what's the word, angle. No, as I mentioned, GWA script database, I've glimpsed at it, but I haven't really used it. Format. Ooh. Narrative, one-sided dialogue, poem, collab, all of the above. Collabs are a rare thing. It takes crossing paths with a like-minded kindred spirit. And it has happened for me. Not very often. And it usually ends up with me editing furiously to make it all fit together. And as a technical exercise, I enjoy doing that. But, yeah, I would be open to collabs in the future. It's just it takes a lot of work, which is no bad thing, because 1 + 1 usually equals 3, as I find. But I always have found it slightly odd when it's a one-sided dialogue that involves two people. That has always felt slightly strange, because the responsibility of you either writing or narrating, you're trying to give enough information about what the other person is saying through your reaction. Sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does. I'll leave it there. How do I work with a script? I generally read it off the computer. Have everything locationally set up so I can just scroll down. And if I think that the clicks on my mouse, I'll pause and edit them out. Once I've chosen a script, I can think of couple of occasions, usually when they're short, you can hit record and go for it. And if it doesn't work, try it again. But I will generally read it over to see what I'm getting into and see how the dynamic changes in the situation. And if I found myself smiling or growling, I will read it over again. And then find time to do it justice. Because you have to remember with scripts, generally people don't tap, 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 tap. and then just let it fly into the internet. They generally have thought about it carefully. I mean, I do, or did, when I was writing. And I can't believe that I'm any different from anyone else. So you have to respect that someone's put some effort into this. Vocal directions. I'm slightly torn on this. I'm tempted to say yes because it helps to give direction to the story that was originally envisaged, but I'm also generally opposed to it because I think there's an unwritten rule that if you've written a script and you're gonna let it fly, you have to be prepared for other people to take it and mold it slightly, give it their twist, their angle. So it'll depend. If it's every few lines, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, now speak this sentence, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, then that's too much. A little here and there, a little preparation at the beginning, I think is fine to give you an idea of where you, as the writer, imagine that it's heading. But I think that one of the great things about filling scripts is, as I said, you get to add a little bit of your flavour to it and see how it goes. Orgasming. I've had conversations with other Redditors about orgasms and does it need to be real? Do you need to just fake it really convincingly? If an orgasm is indicated in the script, then I think you're beholden to the direction. So at least give it a go. I, in the last few months, have found myself shying away from orgasming. I don't know why. I will, if I see that an orgasm is required, again, in the context of the story, it's not a deal breaker. I've just found myself shying away from it. Anyway. Sound effects. I love sound effects, but again, it requires extra effort. It requires that extra little bit of effort. So, yes, I will sit there for 3 hours trying to hunt down the perfect toilet flush, or the perfect car door slam, or the perfect stiletto heels on a wooden floor. There was one occasion where I needed train effects, metro tube train effects. So I went on the Metropolitan line and with my laptop and my microphone and a book to make it look like I was kind of just reading. And I had my laptop on my knees and the microphone hooked up and spent a couple of hours going up and down the Metropolitan line. Because the Metropolitan line in London, for those who don't know, is one of those overground lines that as it approaches central London goes underground. So you get a mixture of sounds. And you get screeching and braking and echoing and trains going past and other people talking. And that was an interesting experience because I had a couple in their 60s literally sit down next to me in an empty carriage. Kind of take a look at me and my setup with my laptop and my microphone. It was almost as if they went, okay. And then just proceeded to have a conversation, which I ended up recording, which was very strange. But yes, I have no problem with sound effects. Just don't be too specific. Like, at this point, it's got to be 3 o'clock in the morning and a calico cat stretches, then yawns, then sneezes, and then pads over to the door. Because, you know, that would be silly. Do you consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? As I kind of mentioned in the earlier on, I kind of want to respect the writer because of the effort that they've put in, but I do generally find that the odd word here and there will be ad-libbed. I won't stick 100%. I try to, but I think there's a point at which sometimes you can hear in someone's voice that they're just avidly reading word by word by word that's on the screen or the piece of paper in front of them. And I think there needs, as I say, I think there needs to be a little bit of me in my response to your offer. I think that's a fair deal. I have a great idea for a script. Do I PM, post, or get ready to ramble fap? Generally, if I have a great idea for a script, I will put it on my list of things to do. And when I get round to it, I'll get round to it. For example, my grand epic that is currently sitting at around 30,000 words involves a weekend away and the exploration of twins who are naturally redheads. And as I say, I'm at 30,000 words and I had to put it on the top of the shelf so I can go back to it because I got writer's block and it's a long weekend, so it's night one, something happens, night two, something happens, night three, something happens, and I got stuck at night two, I will eventually get round to finishing it, but not quite yet. Are there things writers should never put in a script? No, I think if someone has gone to the trouble of expressing their thoughts and their imagination and their lust, but so long as you tag it appropriately and let someone else make a judgment about whether that tickles their fancy, excuse me, I think you write it, you let it free, and let the market decide. What do I wish scriptwriters would do more of? Write more, scriptwriters. Let your imagination free. That's all we ask. And with that, I think I've taken up as much of your time as, given it's Christmas, I'll let you go. Thank you, Nickel Silver. It's been fun.